Today on Annenberg Radio News,
it's extremely unfortunate and extremely saddening to all of those in the area and to the families that it affected.
USC holds a memorial honoring the student killed in a tragic hit and run. Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for Tuesday, April 7th, 2009. I'm Richie Duchon, filling in for Brooke Sidney Gavins. Today is World Health Day. The World Health Organization organizes the event each year. This year's theme is disaster preparedness. The organization is looking at how well hospitals perform in emergency situations. Mayor Villaraigosa kicked off World Health Day in Los Angeles this morning by taking a closer look at poverty. Annenberg Radio's Karen Marcus reports.
I want to thank you all so much. It's good to see you guys.
Mayor Villaraigosa and local politicians Maxine Waters, Richard Alarcon, and Tom Labonge declared LA a one city in the fight against global poverty. They joined 136 other cities in the One campaign. Matt Higginson works with the One campaign and says they will put a special focus on poverty in Los Angeles.
So this is an opportunity for municipalities to declare their support not only for our efforts, but also to talk about what they're doing locally. We've got many partner organizations that have programs and initiatives to fight poverty here at home, and we focus on raising awareness about what's going on abroad.
Students representing the organization from Loyola Marymount University also spoke on the issue. 37,000 people in the United States live in poverty. 45 million live without health insurance in the United States, almost half of the world's 90 million without health care. The mayor says LA has a high poverty rate for a metropolitan area.
Let's remember that we have more people in poverty than any big city in the United States of America, more homeless than any big city in the United States of America, more people who are uninsured, who go without health care, than any big city in the United States of America.
The poverty rate in Los Angeles is 14.5%. Karen Marcus, Annenberg Radio News.
In today's tough economy, more and more families are applying for public assistance, only to be turned down. The Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors approved a proposal today that would make it easier for families to qualify for welfare. The proposal asks for less restrictive eligibility rules to help those who've been recently affected by the recession. Supervisor Gloria Molina, who wrote the proposal, says that about 19,000 households are turned down for welfare and food stamp benefits each month because they don't meet the current qualifications. On his way back from his European trip, President Barack Obama made a surprise landing in Baghdad. For security reasons, details of the visit were announced only after Air Force One safely touched down. It was Obama's first visit to the war zone since he became president. Speaking to troops, Obama said it's time for Iraqis to take responsibility for their country. As part of an agreement that goes into effect on June 30th, the U.S. military is trimming its troops and clearing combat troops from Iraqi cities. If you thought it was starting to feel like summer, your forecast might have been a little premature. A string of storms from the central coast will be hitting the Southland today, and they should put a damper on the trademark SoCal weather. Today's 72-degree temperatures are expected to cool off quickly, with lows tonight in the 50s. There's a 30% chance of rain and thunderstorms all day Wednesday, with temperatures in the mid to upper 60s. The rain will clear by Thursday morning with a high of 65 degrees. Coming up later on Annenberg Radio News, are LA hospitals ready for the next disaster? The USC community prepares to say goodbye to one of their own, Janelle Burdett reports.
USC students are still reeling after last Sunday's hit-and-run on campus that killed 18-year-old student Adriana Botchin and left 19-year-old Marcus Garfinkel seriously injured. Last Thursday, police arrested Claudia Cabrera, a 30-year-old woman from South Los Angeles. She is the suspected driver of the car that ran a red light and struck the two students. She has pleaded not guilty to manslaughter charges and is being held on $1 million bail. Michael Ward is a USC student.
I think it's really great that justice has been served.
Police are looking for Cabrera's husband, the alleged passenger who pulled Garfinkel off the hood of the car after he was struck and left him on the ground. At the time of the accident, Cabrera reportedly had her 7-month-old baby in the back seat.
I couldn't believe that she had a child in the back. It's a hideously monstrous thing to do. And I think her husband peeled Marcus off the hood. I don't know. I couldn't believe a parent could do that to someone they know is someone else's kid. It was awful.
That was Luis Lucero, another USC student and friend of Marcus Garfinkel. A memorial service for Adriana Botchin will be held tonight at 7 p.m. in St. Anthony's Croatian Catholic Church at 712 North Grand Avenue. Her family requested that instead of bringing flowers, people make donations to the Adriana Botchin Memorial Fund. To find out how, visit us online at annenbergradio.org. Janelle Burdett, Annenberg Radio News.
County supervisors today approved a measure to help Mexican law enforcement fight the flow of drugs going north and guns heading south. American officials have been conciliatory toward Mexico because Americans not only keep the demand for drugs high, but supply U.S.-made guns to Mexican drug cartels. The supervisors called on the sheriff's department to send spare bulletproof vests or even vehicles to help Mexican police battling drug traffickers. Reactions are mixed after Mayor Villaraigosa asked unionized city workers yesterday to cut back their hours and postpone raises to avoid layoffs. Jean-Luc Renault has more.
Los Angeles is facing a $530 million budget hole next fiscal year. The mayor says in a video on his website that union concessions could help save thousands of jobs threatened by the shortfall.
These extraordinary circumstances demand a fresh approach, shared responsibility, and shared sacrifice.
He says if every city employee shaved an hour off their work weeks, paid 2% more into their retirement funds, and deferred raises, more than 2,500 jobs could be spared.
We know that there's a problem. We know that it's going to take a team effort to resolve this problem.
Barbara Maynard is a spokeswoman for the Coalition of LA City Unions, which represents 22,000 city workers.
We're working very closely with the city to try to make sure that that services are preserved and jobs are saved.
Los Angeles Police Protective League President Paul Weber, who declined to comment, criticized the plan in a news release. Police and firefighters are shielded from layoffs, but Weber says cutting hours for 10,000 police is like losing 250 officers. He says in the release, quote, "We are disappointed that the mayor has fallen back on his promise to make public safety a top priority with his administration." The unions can reject proposals to cut pay and eliminate raises, but the mayor is authorized to lay off city workers. Jean-Luc Renault, Annenberg Radio News.
When a loved one dies, more and more Americans are looking for alternatives to traditional burial services. Jessica Connor has that story.
In these economic times, families are spending less money, and that includes on their loved one's funeral service. Edward Washington, general manager of Winston Mortuary, says families are choosing less expensive alternatives.
Families have been a lot more price conscious. For example, they may not choose high-end caskets. They may choose a lesser grade of a casket.
In addition to cutting down on burial costs, a new trend is developing.
Cremation will be on the rise.
That is Edith Simpson, a counselor at the mortuary. She has observed this trend for the past year. While traditional services cost $4,000 and up, cremations cost only $1,500. Washington says there are many reasons cremation is attractive for price-conscious families.
So they don't have to have the embalming expense, the clothing, the dressing, and the casketing expense. So cremation become attractive from that perception.
But Washington says some families will not consider cremation.
Because so many families, they have traditions. They don't believe necessarily in cremation, so they choose not to want to take that route.
The Cremation Association predicts 51% of families will choose cremation for their loved ones by 2025. Jessica Connor, Annenberg Radio News.
As Los Angeles takes part in World Health Day events today, our producer Timothy Wirth talked with Carol Myers, the chief network officer of the LA County Department of Health Services. He asked her what hospitals do to prepare for a sudden disaster.
Today, April 7th, is International World Health Day, and the focus this year is on hospitals and how they can prepare and serve people in emergency situations. The earthquake in Italy is a good reminder that disasters can strike at any time, and there really isn't always a way to predict them. How can hospitals be ready for anything?
Well, hospitals generally are ready for anything, especially those hospitals that have emergency departments. In Los Angeles County, we have 75 hospitals that have emergency rooms.
Okay, now let's say in situations like an earthquake where there is some sort of natural disaster, do hospitals have a protocol for dealing with situations where they might see a sudden increase in the number of people coming in?
Yes, hospitals have surge plans. And these surge plans are actually a part of their certification to be accredited as a hospital. The plans have a wide variety of steps in them, including such things as discharging patients who are not critical, also stopping elective surgeries, and then finally expanding into other parts of the hospital that would normally not be used in order to handle the surge of patients that could come in either a natural or man-made disaster.
Are there any areas of Los Angeles that maybe aren't as ready to deal with a disaster as other areas?
Well, certainly we have areas of Los Angeles that have fewer hospitals and fewer emergency rooms. Specifically, the Antelope Valley, which is growing very rapidly, only has two hospitals. Another area where we have some vacancy certainly is the South Los Angeles area, where we've had six emergency departments, and in most cases, whole hospitals close in the last 5 years.
Is there a system in place to help people in those areas get access in case of an emergency?
Well, first of all, I think one of the things that has to be stated is that in a major disaster, a huge disaster, the 911 system is going to be overwhelmed. So people need to, first of all, be able to be prepared to take care of themselves. It's being recommended that individuals need to be prepared to be on their own for up to a week. That means, you know, having water, having food supplies, having some cash because, you know, banking systems may go down in a major earthquake. You know, things like that are the things that every individual needs to do because they cannot rely on, you know, government, fire departments, police, and even the hospital system to be the solution in a major disaster like Italy just experienced.
Can you think of any ways that LA area hospitals and healthcare centers could maybe do a little bit better in being prepared, or are things pretty much the best they can be?
Well, we are never the best we can be, and we are never totally prepared because there can always be something more that can be added. Ongoing coordination, certainly ongoing funding from both the federal and the state government, because hospitals are, just like the rest of the economy, facing significant challenges financially. And when hospitals have those challenges, the first thing to go is the extra things that because there isn't a disaster that occurred within the last year or two, we sort of forget about them. So, funding needs to continue, attention to this needs to continue, and we all need to continue to practice how to deal with large numbers of patients.
Well, thank you so much.
I'm happy to help out.
That was Carol Myers, Chief Network Officer of the LA County Department of Health Services. A recent study shows that one region of the city is severely lacking health resources. So where would you want to be when disaster strikes? Emily Henry reports.
Advocacy group Community Health Council released a study in December that compares South LA to the west part of the city. Compared to Westsiders, South LA residents lack easy access to hospitals, clinics, healthy food choices, and recreational areas, In recent years, the healthcare infrastructure has deteriorated.
In the last few years, we've seen the closure of a lot of public and private hospital systems, including their emergency rooms and trauma centers, which have really put a strain on the safety net providers.
That's Nina Vaquero, Executive Director of the Southside Coalition of Community Health Centers.
There is hope for South LA. Our supervisor, Mark Ridley Thomas, is working very diligently to reopen the Martin Luther King Medical Center.
Jim Lott, the Executive Vice President of the Hospital Association of Southern California, says the area desperately needs a hospital.
Yeah, South Los Angeles is disproportionately impacted by the health care problem we have in the state, if not the country. We've got less than one hospital bed per 1,000 residents residing in that community, and that's compared to almost 2 beds per 1,000 elsewhere in Los Angeles.
Lott says the hospital is set to open hundreds more beds in 2011. Emily Henry, Annenberg Radio News.
The world's oldest person celebrated yet another birthday today. Gertrude Baines marked her 115th birthday at the Western Convalescent Hospital near downtown L.A., where she's lived for more than 10 years. Baines celebrated with music and cake and even received a letter from President Obama. Her name has also been entered in the Guinness Book of World Records, acknowledging her as the world's oldest person. Baines has outlived her entire family. Her doctor said, quote, "She never did drink, never did smoke, and never did fool around." A meeting about public safety at the Galen Center tonight will focus on what the Los Angeles Police Department is doing to improve safety in the Exposition Park area. The LAPD and the USC Department of Public Safety will give a joint presentation about what they're doing to work together to keep students safe both on campus and off. The Southwest Police Station will also give a presentation with an overview of safety measures in the Exposition Park area. There will be time at the end of the meeting for public comments and concerns. Now we check in with Ned Dannenberg to find out what's coming up on Annenberg TV News at 6 p.m. on Trojan Vision.
Yeah, thanks, Richie. A bunch of things going on this evening. First, we have the latest on the situation from Italy. Another powerful aftershock has ripped through the central part of the country, even as rescuers have found a woman still alive in the rubble. And then call it a condom controversy. Local activists say that some CVS pharmacies keep contraception locked up. We take a closer look at that controversy. And finally, in iTunes, the world's largest online music store, some tracks will now be $1.29. We have a look at how this could affect sales for music fans. That's all coming up tonight. Night at 6 o'clock on Trojan Vision.
Thanks, Ned. We'll be sure to tune in at 6 o'clock. Be sure to check out our website for information about the Adriana Bachan Memorial Fund and how you can donate. L.A. County supervisors approved the construction of a $56 million park for downtown Los Angeles. The project had been repeatedly delayed as developers struggled to find funding. The park is part of the Grand Avenue project to revamp downtown Los Angeles. The park will occupy 16 acres between Grand Avenue and Spring Street. It will be constructed in 4 sections tied together by a pedestrian walkway. The supervisors also approved moving the plaques, artwork, and monuments currently at the County Mall to make way for the new Civic Park. That wraps it up. Today we had help from Ryan Nunez, Dina Diaz, and 4 very bright Crenshaw High School students. For all of us here at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Richie Duchon.